On 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local with Monica J.
Are you ready for another day of truth? It's the Monica J. Show here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Yes, it's a groovy Tuesday, and I love the last lyric of that little ditty there. Nothing lasts. I know that seems kind of strange, but Monica at 991fmtalk.com. I'd love to hear from you today. So many great emails I want to get to just point a few things out to you of what's going on around us, including with the developers. Wow, this is it slaps you in the face. And it's so hard to believe that we've gotten to the point politicians just don't care if you know who's funding them. They're just going to do what they do. Talk and text 884-9910. I want you to live by something and just say this self. You know, I'm not into that daily affirmation or anything like that, but I would like you to just think this, say it, write it on a little note, put it somewhere, put it in your refrigerator, put a little post-it note in the refrigerator, on your phone, on your TV screen, on your computer screen, just a little post-it note that says, life's too short to not do what you love. Live your best life. Life's too short to not do what you love. Live your best life. Now, ask yourself, are you living your best life right now? With everything that's going on, with the frustration building up, and frustration is building up. Received this email this morning. Monica, have you noticed how this COVID and mask thing are making people crazy? Yesterday, driving, a lady cut me off. I honked at her and kept going to go to the post office. She also fell in line behind me and came into the post office as well. I started to go in and she stood in the parking lot screaming at me that I shouldn't have beeped my horn at her and why did I honk at her? I told her that she cut me off and that I honked at her. And the last time I checked, I live in America and I'm free to honk my horn at her if I feel like it. OMG, people are nuts. Yeah. Because people aren't getting oxygen to their brains. They're either sitting at their homes or they're going to work wearing masks. I would tell you to go outside and just take a deep breath of fresh air, but major fire going on right now. Hog fire. Hog Flat Reservoir between here in Redding, California. I know it very well because I travel it all the time. Because that's the road to mommy's house. So that's the road home. Environmentalists keep going on and on and on about how we're destroying this earth. taking up your focus. We have it right here in Northern Nevada. What can we do to save energy? Let's plant more trees. Let's cut more trees down and plant new trees. Let's do this. Let's do that. You know what one of the worst things that you can do for the environment is? And yet, they seem okay with it. Is cover the earth with concrete. And just keep building and building and building tract homes. Those tract homes seem to be getting approved a lot lately. Again, I know I've pointed the website out to you before, but I really hope you do check it out. It's a blog site. But it's really nice that Steve Wolgast actually puts facts into his blogs. It's not just opinion. He's got timelines. He's got all kinds of details that we don't have the time to go out and get for ourselves. And the media definitely doesn't bring to you. Like Daybreak. Daybreak is a project, a housing project, that faced strong opposition from residents. Now, in Steve's words, it brings an increased hazard of flooding, a potential for widespread mercury contamination, and gridlock traffic. Residents presented details, arguments, with maps and analysis at each step. You can even see the Daybreak history on this blog. This is literally our Reno swamp, our Northern Nevada swamp. It was a long haul for the officials who supported the project. It was a source of public embarrassment. They supported a terrible project that clearly presented a threat to public safety. Looks like they got their compensation, though. You know, for their service. Let's take a look at what the developer of Daybreak and related interests spent in the last quarter. Because if you look into Daybreak, then you need to look into Newport Beach Builder. And then while you're there, because I've done that before, while you're there, take a look at who's on their board of directors. What countries they came from, all that good stuff. Oh, let's see, $10,000 from Newport Pacific Land. That's Daybreak. $10,000 from Lion Management Group, Newport Beach Builder. $5,500 from AGC, that's a local contractor. And $5,000 from Reno Land LLC. So that's $35,000. All to Oscar Delgado. And if you would like to see that, you can see it on the Secretary of State's report. Not quite so much. $10,000 from Newport Pacific Land. That's Daybreak. $10,000 from Lion Management, Newport Beach Builder. And $5,000 from Reno Land, LLC. To Neoma Jardin. Not quite as much. $10,000 from Daybreak. Newport Pacific Land. $10,000 from NPC Investors. That's Newport Beach. $4,500 from Wood Rogers. That's Daybreak Planning. $10,000 from Lion Management Group. Again, that's Newport Beach Builder. $34,000 to Devin Reese. Let's see, who's up for election in November or re-election? Oscar Delgado, Neoma Jardin, and Devin Reese. Neoma Jardin has never met a Democrat she doesn't love to vote along with, especially when it comes to growth and development in Northern Nevada. Apparently, there were no Daybreak contributions to Mayor Sheevy, who voted for the project at one point and then against it later. There were no contributions to Councilmember Weber, who is the most outspoken supporter of the development. Wonder why. Oh, could it be that neither of them are up for election this year? Wonder if they're going to get some in the next election cycle. I like this line. Prostitution is legal in Lyon County. It looks like prostitution by officials is thriving in Reno. This is just one project. This is just the Daybreak payday. And you wonder why people get into politics and they never get out. Such a shame. Such a shame. If you want to read all of this for yourself and go through the timeline, the history of all of this, please, by all means, log on to washorap.com. That's Washoe Residents for Appropriate Planning. washorap.com. This really isn't a partisan issue. Delgado, Democrat. Devin Reese, Democrat. Neoma Jardin, Republican. Bonnie Weber, Republican. Sheevy, top Democrat. Yep. Go look at the timeline about how the project was approved, it was postponed, it was rejected, the developer sued. Who needs reality TV when you've just got the Reno City Council? We'll be back after this with your texts and talk at 884-9910, your emails at Monica at 991fmtalk.com, and our poll question coming up, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. After this, on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk, radio, 99.1, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
All kinds of good talk, live and local FM Talk, right here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica J Show, your show. But let me tell you, I steal lots of great information from others. So here we go. If you are interested in knowing what's going on around town, please contact onenevadapatriot@gmail.com. That's the number one, Don't write it out, just the number one, NevadaPatriot@gmail.com. Get on their email list. I know we get tired of emails, but this is an important email. This gives you all kinds of great information of what's going on around town. And I love these two. I have to bring these to you. So we are going to honor our police with a car parade on Wednesday. So that is tomorrow. It's crept up on us. You can do it during your lunch hour, real quick. But the message is powerful. Because not only do we need to show our law enforcement that we support them in everything, and that especially means coming forward and letting the people know what's going on inside the department. So honor our police with the parade, the Back the Badge parade. It is happening tomorrow. Meeting starts at 1:30 at the Gold and Silver Inn, 790 West 4th Street. Now, the reason I say meeting is because there's going to be organization there. We need to get everybody lined up. The parade actually starts at 2 p.m. But get there early. 1:30. And then everybody's going to be cruising down 2nd Street in front of the station, honking horns, waving flags and signs. It's not a protest. It's our way of showing our appreciation for everything they do, even when their hands are tied by the chief and by the mayor. We know that's not the way they want it, and we support them, but they also need to step up and say something. So I hope I see you out there. 1:30 tomorrow, Gold and Silver on West 4th Street. Now, something else that is pretty fabulous that is going on tomorrow, and you could actually, if you got the day off or you still have the perpetual day off because of the state of affairs here in Nevada with Dieter and our illustrious governor, who doesn't really seem to care about the actual working people of Nevada, or in this case, unworking people, non-working people in Nevada, meeting in person. Yay! An in-person event. It's the Conservative Talk Lunch. Yes. With Carol Feinberg. Fantastic lady. And this is going to be great information for you, especially if you live in the city of Reno. Because at Godfather's Pizza from 10:15 to noon, on Booth Street, they're going to have on location, Eddie Lorton and J.D. Draculich, both running for the Reno City Council. Eddie Lorton and J.D. Draculich in person. You can come down and ask them the questions that you want answered. And then hopefully, I hope this whole daybreak thing comes up and, you know, numbers are put out to you again. The tens of thousands of dollars that were put into the campaign contributions of Devin Reese, Neoma Jardin, and Oscar Delgado. Yes, the developers don't care if you're Republican or Democrat. They just want to know that you're in favor of their project and you'll help push it through. So there you go. Two things to do tomorrow. Start out at the Conservative Talk Lunch at Godfather's Pizza at 10:15. And then once you wrap that all up, you can head on down and get staged for the Back the Badge, honoring our police car parade. Again, that's 1:30. What have you done? Just out of curiosity. Anything? Have you researched anything? Don't Google it, for goodness sake. Use DuckDuckGo. But when we come back, for all those naysayers out there who say that Black Lives Matter, the rioting, the murders, the toppling of statues, this horrid disease, this virus that just keeps killing people. The election. If you don't think that it's all connected, we'll stick around. We're going to be back with ID 2020 right after this. Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Younger, smarter, better. FM Talk, KKFT, FM 99.1 is FM Talk. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today on our first hour of the show, 10 to noon every weekday. So, you know, I love throwing my email out there, Monica at 991fmtalk.com. I try to get back to people as soon as I can, but I love sharing your emails. So I got this email Sunday morning, actually, from Jeff. And Jeff is just a little condescending, but that's okay because I'm usually a lot condescending. So if you can't take it, don't dish it. I dish it because I can definitely take it. So please, doesn't even address me, just please send me any credible articles providing data supporting your assertion that masks do not work. Such articles and or studies are absent from my searches for scientific, not opinion pieces, material. Thanks. Yeah. So I, you know, sent him a YouTube video that I really enjoy, the truth about masks. And then I had to add this one that I also like to use, which is from the, oh, what do you call that little thing? New England Journal of Medicine. Yeah. Universal masking in hospitals in the COVID-19 era. So this is a wonderful article. This actually was put out. This is not a new thing. This is definitely not a new thing. But this article was put out May 21st of 2020. Of course, that's around the time you have Fauci saying, don't wear a mask, wear a mask, don't wear a mask. It doesn't help. It doesn't stop the virus, blah, blah, blah. Even though on the side of the box, it says will not stop virus, coronavirus specifically. But this is a wonderful article from the New England Journal of Medicine. And they have been researching this for a long, long time. And basically, you know, here's just one little line of it. We know that wearing a mask outside healthcare facilities offers little, if any, protection from infection. Public health authorities define a significant exposure to COVID-19 as face-to-face contact within 6 feet with a patient with symptomatic COVID-19 that is sustained for a few minutes. So between 10 and 30 minutes. The chance of catching COVID-19 from a passing interaction in public space, minimal. In many cases, the desire for widespread masking is a reflexive reaction to anxiety over the pandemic. They want you anxious. They want you in fear. They want you not healthy because you're breathing in your own toxins. But I can only live my life. I can't live yours. I can show you where I get information. Of course, Jeff was getting his information from the bought and paid for CDC and World Health Organization by the Bill Gates Foundation, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And if you want to take a little trip that's pretty interesting, why don't you take a look by going through DuckDuckGo? The Rockefellers and the Rothschilds own a stake and even started the majority of all health institutions in this country and outside of this country. Not only did they fund the World Health Organization, all three of those groups right there, Bill and Melinda Gates, the Rockefellers, and of course the Rothschilds, but everything else that surrounds us, pharmaceutical companies, the American Medical Association. This is an easy search. Doctors have been told by pharmaceutical companies that this is what you need to use. This is the drug. This is going to change the world. Yeah. Just like opioids. Change the world, all right. By addicting people and people dying from overdoses. Still, one of the biggest problems we have here, not only in this country, but in the world. Speaking of that, yesterday's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. What is, in your opinion, the biggest crisis facing the world? Lots of answers. Coronavirus, BLM, Antifa, elite pedophiles, climate change, stupid politicians, Nancy Pelosi, all that, and mail-in ballots, Democrats in the media, in-your-face activists, deep state and the pedophiles in our world, save the children, communism and communist indoctrination in our schools from K all the way through college. Thank you for participating in yesterday's poll. Today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com is, should media outlets be prosecuted if they publish personal information on people that results in harm coming to them or their family members? The reason for today's poll question is because, well, Tucker Carlson, one of the only people that I watch on Fox News, because he doesn't care who you are. If you're in the wrong, you're in the wrong. He's accusing the New York Times of trying to hurt his family. Remember, he has four children. Because publishing his address where he and his family reside. So, should they be accountable for doxing him? Yeah, I'm sure, you know, you can find out the information very easily, but you at least have to do research. But for the New York Times to just put it out there for everybody seems a little vindictive. Seems a little unprofessional. So here's the little nugget that I was referring to as we came out of the last half hour. With everything that is going on around us, all the distractions, here's the real reason. The coronavirus COVID-19 pandemic. The real danger is Agenda ID 2020. So what is it? It's an alliance of public and private partners, including UN agencies and civil society. Now, that's pretty funny because a lot of these public and private partners, they're all funded and paid for by the same people. It's an electronic ID program that uses generalized vaccination as a platform for digital identity. That's why they're pushing a vaccination. And if you think you're upset about it, which, you know, ties us back into BLM, this is hysterical, because Black Lives Matter organization funded by Soros cares nothing about Black lives. They are distracting to push agendas for the communists, for this one world. You know how I know that, or how I can assume that? Where do you think that these vaccines are going to be tested? This is a little story that came out, but the mainstream media doesn't pick it up. And most people won't research it. This is just from 5 days ago. Africa is to become the testing ground for trust stamp. Oh, isn't that a sweet name? The trust stamp. It's the vaccine record and payment system. It's a biometric digital identity platform that involves just as you evolve. And it's set to be introduced, I love how they say that, introduced, in low-income, remote communities in West Africa. Huh. There's that term again. Thanks to a public-private partnership between the Bill Gates-backed Gavi Vaccine Alliance, MasterCard, and the AI-powered identity authentication company, Trust Stamp. So do you really think it's being introduced? No. It's being forced upon. This is how they're going to be tracking everything. Just look up Gavi. G-A-V-I. Look up the fact why cash is being taken out of society, why banks are paying people above face value to bring their change in. Yeah, to bring their change in. You get like $5 for every $100 worth of change you bring in. Up to $500. And it doesn't matter where the change comes from. Can be your change and go pick up change off the ground. It doesn't matter. They don't care. They just want the change out of circulation. Mm-hmm. Why is this such a big deal to get to a cashless society? Well.
No furloughs, no bankruptcies, no debt. Nevada's radio model for success. 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me on today's show. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can always go to 991FMTalk.com and check out the podcasts. So why is it such a big deal about the cashless society? Well, I'll get that in just a second. First off, though, talk and text lines. Because you're more important than listening to me ramble on. Let's check in with Tom. Wants to talk about Rockefeller and Gates. Hello, Tom. Thanks for calling the show today.
Hey, Monica. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. Just trying to get some truth out there.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about a couple quick stories. You know, first of all, not too many people in this country know that the Fed is not a government entity. It's owned by the Rockefellers and the Warburgs and the Carnegies and things like that. So back in 1981, I went to a Billy Graham revival in Orange County, California, and he was talking about the New World Order. And he brought up a woman's name by the name of Constance Cumby. And she was talking about that she had found the Antichrist over in England, but she hadn't exposed them. But she had said in the book that the chip is the mark of the beast.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the RFID, this is back in 81, the RFID chip was the mark of the beast. Well, have you ever heard of the movie Zeitgeist?
Yep.
The documentary? The mm-hmm. tail end of Zeitgeist, they're talking to the great-grandson of David Rockefeller. And it was a movie producer talking to him, and the movie producer says, "Hey, what's your intention out there?" And he goes, "Our intention is to chip everybody, and when they don't comply with us, we turn their chip off." So, just a tidbit of information. This has been going on for a very, very long time, and I've been aware of that for a long, long time, seeing this coming. I didn't think I'd see this coming, but I was 21 back then, or 20, and I said if I live to see 50, which I'm 60 now, that I would see this come into fruition, and it's coming there right now.
Yeah, Tom, nobody wants to believe that there's this much evil in the world, but this is actually biblical. This is in the Bible, in Revelations, that no person, rich or poor, smart, dumb, whatever you want to say, read the passage, that we will not be able to buy or sell anything without this. And
yeah,
it's right there. It's plain for everybody
right
to
there.
See, but everybody has blinders on because they are so distracted and so focused on their oneness, their selves, their families, that they don't look at what's going on around them. This has been going on for the last 2,000 years. We are in a wrap-up period. This, I cannot even begin to tell you how many people ask me if I believe this is the end of times, Tom. You know, because everybody thinks their decade or whatever or century is the end of times. But it's a culmination. You know, it's coming to fruition, coming to this point. And if you actually read the Bible and don't just, you know, get hits and misses every once in a while or watch television to get it, it's plain as day. It's in front of everybody's faces. And it's just sad that we're so wrapped up in other things, Tom, that people don't want to see it.
Well, I tell you that Billy Graham, you know, I was born and raised a Catholic. I went to Catholic school my whole life from kindergarten through high school, groomed to be a priest, so I was very involved in stuff. So when I went to this Billy Graham revival and he threw this out there, it was up to me to start doing some fact-checking, and it was all true. And it really made a big impression on how I lived my life. Not, I wasn't fearful or anything, but I knew that this was coming down the pipe. And, you know, at my age, I've seen better days. I don't think humanity is going to end, but the world as we know it and the way we're used to it or I'm used to it is definitely going away. And that's the problem. You know, it's all controlling and, it's crazy stuff. And you're talking about that vaccine, tracking people. Well, I just had looked at a documentary over the weekend. My friend sent it to me from a Dr. Carrie Magi, I think her name is. And she talks about that thing. It's a warning from Dr. Carrie Magi is what it's called on YouTube.
I'll have to go look at that because that sounds good. I'll bring you more as we come back from this Fox News update. But that is the sad part. Tom, thank you so much for the call. The truly sad part is all of this information is and has been right in front of your eyes, but people are too blind to see. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.